As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
I'm here, so.
I'm Shea Gibbs-Alexander and I'm down to dunk.
Howdy, Oklahoma.
My name is Chet Holmgren and I'm down to dunk.
Dead gum.
I'm Josh Giddey and I'm down to dunk.
This is Lou Dort,
and I'm down to dunk.
Is that like you eat it together?
Everybody tells him to get the bag of burgers.
I need like a straw. Like.
Howdy. I'm an artist on the court.
This is Jay Will, and I'm down to dunk.
My name is Kenrich Williams, and I'm down to dunk.
It might be Aaron Wiggins.
This is a troll. It's a troll. I'm trolling.
Howdy, Papa.
I think it would take away from who he is, you know?
Yeah.
I love Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma to death.
This is Lou Dort,
and I'm down to Dort.
Perfect. Good. Very good.
I like the hat.
You like the hat?
Vava?
This is J-Dub, and I'm down to dunk. I've been doing a lot of dunking.
Good morning, to episode 1, 4, 6, 3 of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/down to dunk and get The Athletic for $1 a month for 6 months. I am Luke, joined this morning by Andrew.
But I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Slam throw.
Taylor.
Everybody get up, singing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 will make you get down. Taylor, slam through.
And Jay.
It's Jay. I don't know that one.
Saying your own name instead of slam through. Taylor, slam through.
Taylor.
Slam through.
No, that song is from a group called Five, which as I was singing it, I was realizing, I think this was only like a Ireland, England thing.
Oh, really?
Did you recognize the song?
No.
I don't know if they broke through over here.
From when you were a child?
Yes,
yeah,
I'm a child.
In the Darth Maul t-shirt?
Is there a Darth Maul t-shirt involved?
People don't maybe know that you lived in Ireland for how long?
6 years.
6 formative years.
Wow. Very formative.
Wow.
People also don't know about the Darth Maul t-shirt.
The Darth Maul?
That's the only picture I've seen of you as a child. You're wearing a Darth Maul t-shirt. It's great.
And I was in Rome, Italy in that picture on a beautiful
world traveler.
Courtyard.
You're world traveler.
Yes.
You're probably the most well-traveled of any of us.
Yeah. Yep, it probably will be that way if we were to break down where we've been in our travels.
For sure.
This is a great start.
Yep.
The Thunder still don't know who they're going to play. They swept the Pelicans. If you are unaware of that, then why are you listening to our podcast? But they are just awaiting the...
If this is how you found out.
They're awaiting the winner of the LA Clippers versus Dallas Mavericks. Dallas is up 3-2 after a 30-point beatdown.
Ugh, what an awful game.
In L.A.
What an awful game.
Who do you want the Thunder to play?
Honestly, the way the Clippers play, probably the Clippers.
Clippers, yeah.
Because Doncic looked like Doncic the other night, but Bring him on.
He's got a hurt knee.
Apparently not.
He does, but he looked great.
He did look good.
So he needs that knee to take a jump shot. He doesn't jump.
Will we find out tonight? So game six is this evening, 8:30 p.m. in Dallas. Last time they were in Dallas, the Clippers won to even the series.
Yeah. I'd like it to be the Clippers too. They're the oldest team in the NBA. We're the youngest. I like that. I like that. Plus, they're just like a bizarro Thunder team because they have so many of our old players. It's like us fighting against our past. I would like that.
And that makes you want to watch it.
Yes, it does.
That does. That feels like a video game.
Yeah. Like you're fighting against, like, you know, our old team. But Dallas still is fun because, you know, they're right down the road from us.
Oh, the hate that we will have for the Mavericks?
Yeah. It's going to be big.
That will make it both enjoyable and horrible.
So they're both going to be really good matchups regardless. I mean, it's going to be fun.
I loathe watching Luka play basketball.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, so I've been seeing that more in the text chat from a couple of you guys. What is it? So you don't like watching him play basketball, or you don't like that he whines?
He's like not much different than Harden back in the day.
Yeah.
Bad defense.
And just complaining.
It's like a big Harden that just talks way too much.
Yeah.
Like if he just would talk 40% less, he'd be way more likable. Yep. But he doesn't stop. It is a lot.
You know you've done something when I'm watching them and I'm like, you know, comparatively, I like Kyrie.
I know.
Yeah.
He does make Kyrie likable, which is why Kyrie should want to stay with him forever.
And Kyrie's also just done, you know, what he's supposed to do there, actually, which is kind
of
great.
Well, also, Kyrie is one of the most amazing basketball players to watch play basketball.
Too. So, can we do, I know you're going to do a whole pod on Monday looking at the matchups and all those different things. Can we just talk kind of speculatively about how the Thunder would match up against each one of these teams?
Yeah.
So, who defends who when you're playing against the Mavericks? Because I'm talking about perimeter. I don't really care. Like, Daniel Gafford, who's going to, don't care.
I think you put Lou on Luka.
Yeah. And then
Lou Luka.
Dub on Kyrie.
Or Giddy.
Stop. Oh my God.
Stop. I'm asking.
Was that a real question?
No, it wasn't.
That was
question.
A little bit mean. I would say that, you put J Dub on Kyrie. You can even put Shea on Kyrie, I think.
Yeah, I think that's
I mean, you'll switch up your coverages.
It's and that's what's so hard is, like, other than Dort doing what he does, where he's like going over screens and under screens and all of that, like everybody else is going to switch mostly.
Yeah, and you know, Dort literally took BI out of the last series, and I think he'll do a good job on whoever he has to guard, but this is a much different situation.
Yeah, Luka is a much different player than BI.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I think it would be a little bit different.
I think that's totally fair to say. and then for the Mavs, I mean, the guys that played significant minutes in the playoffs this season, I think Derrick Jones Jr. is probably the most likely to be guarding Shea.
Yeah, that's who they think is the best defender on Shea.
The good thing about playing the Pels in round one, like, there's nobody on either.
Everything will feel like a relief.
On either the Clippers or the Mavs that's at the same level of Herb. Like, nobody. And honestly, like, the Thunder did a really good job of not having Herb on Shea. But even some of the other perimeter defenders for the Pelicans are a little bit better than certainly what the Mavs have. Dante Exum really didn't play a whole lot for them. He would be one of the guys I think would do a pretty good job, and maybe he'll play more in this series than he would against the Clippers, but I just don't really know why, I guess would be my thought there, because he's big and rangy and a guy that could guard Harden or Paul George, but they haven't really put him in there. It's really just been Luka, Kyrie, PJ Washington, Derrick Jones Jr., Kleba, Lively, Gafford, Josh Green, and then with a Tim Hardaway has been hurt, but he's back and is playing just a little bit, but not a whole lot. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, but I do think that you just unleash Dort on Luka and try to just make his life really difficult.
What's hard is there's not really, even looking back at the Mavericks games over the season, there's not really one that's comparable.
They had such a weird
because
regular,
you had
regular season matchups.
One, the so last weird. Game of the season was just a nobody was playing. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
The game before that was right after the trade deadline. Now, they're both at their full squads, but it was such a weird game. The Thunder were not the Thunder.
It was a Saturday afternoon
and game. The Gafford, P.J. Washington, yeah. First time playing, look at us moment, kind of had the Mavericks in this high place, Thunder at a low place. Mm-hmm. Then they played once after that without Luka, not really comparable. And so it's like they had really nothing you can look at the season that can make you go, oh, this is how it's going to ultimately turn out in the, you know, Western Conference semifinals. And so I am intrigued to see how the Thunder handle Daniel Gafford. It's so different than Valanciunas. In the way that he plays, far more of a lob threat, less of a post-up, do-work kind of thing, which in theory you would think the Thunder would handle well, but Gafford has given them problems in the two times that they faced him. But depth-wise, you've got to like Oklahoma City in that game, in that series. I think star power probably is a wash. Like, you know, because they always say, like, who's the best player in the series? Like,
I mean, the Thunder have will have their three best players are better than the Mavs' three best players, yeah. You know?
Okay, bring it to two.
Could bring it to two.
Bring it to two. I think our top two guys, who are our top two guys?
I mean,
who
would you say? Shea and J-Dub.
I would agree with
Dub
that.
And Shea.
Okay. I didn't know if someone was going to say Chet.
No.
Wow, not Jay's not very
yet.
Dismissive.
Not yet.
This
it's
morning,
fine.
Isn't it?
It's
not,
okay.
Not yet.
But those two guys, you know, contribute a lot more on the defensive end than the Mavs' top two do.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So
it should be a high scoring.
Yeah, I think series. Offensively, it's going to look a lot different than that first.
If
round.
If we're even playing them.
Yeah,
we might
so
not be.
What a great segue.
Yeah. So now let's talk about.
Let's spend some time talking about
the Clippers.
That's Luke's preferred series.
I will say Daniel Gafford has only shot 40% in the series so far.
Oh, huh.
He's really kind of struggled.
Oh, in the Clippers series.
Yeah, in the Clippers series.
Sorry.
4 points, three rebounds.
Who? My question?
Yeah, but
40%.
Zubac's giving him problems, huh?
Apparently.
Who do you have guard Paul George?
Same. You're throwing Dort at everybody.
Dort.
Really?
Although Dort on Harden probably makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Dort has guarded Harden really well in the past.
So you probably rotate Dub, Wiggins.
That's 4 years
all
ago
the rest
Harden.
Of guys on PG.
It's 4 years ago, Harden. It's
all
true.
You really need to beat Paul George is just Paul George.
That's true. That's true.
That
him and
playoff B.
Him and
absolutely,
Harden. Him and Harden were horrible.
Yeah, but they're fantastic in game four, terrible in game five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just streaky. That's how he's always been.
Like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're gonna
but
do.
But it would also because Harden and Dort, I mean, last time they're in the playoffs together, that was
Dort's arrival.
Dort could take Harden out of the series.
And honestly, I feel like if you can do that, it's a wrap.
But what about
with
Kawhi?
This Clippers team?
Kawhi's not going to play. We all know that.
And if he does play, it's going to be
play,
it's not going to be helpful.
Yeah, he's not them. Good. I mean, he slows him down and he's
I talked to Law Murray last night about this on Slam and Jam, which is live on the Athletic NBA show right now. And
on YouTube,
we talked about this very topic.
So did you take Saturday out of the title?
Yeah, for literally the whole last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to pay attention.
Did you get your computer back? Side note?
Side note, no.
Oh, sad. Side note, are you no. sad about it?
I haven't
side
thought
note,
about it
pretty
right
sad
now,
about it.
But now I am, yes.
A little miffed.
Yeah.
Between
yeah.
that and your mallet
side
finger,
note,
you're
about
50% irritated all the time?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Okay. Yeah, side note, irritated.
Side note, pretty irritated.
Have I said that a lot?
No, I was doing a bit because that Andrew started where you said side note, and then if he said side note before.
Okay.
I'm with you now, man.
Hi-yah! Yeah, the Clippers just inconsistency, and the Thunder really handled the Clippers really well in the regular season. And they've struggled with athleticism and teams that play fast. And so
yeah, that last time they played, it was like, oh yeah, not worried about the Clippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to from ESPN about it before the game, and I was like, what do you think is gonna happen? And he was
look at me, Louie.
And he was like, yeah, they're gonna lose. He's like, the Clippers are gonna or the Thunder are gonna kill the Clippers tonight.
Yeah.
I was like, really? He's like, oh yeah. He's like, they don't do well with young teams that are athletic like this. I was like, wow. And like they killed them.
Yeah. I was really hoping that if they play the Mavericks that the times would be a little more favorable to us Central Time Zone folk.
Nope.
But game one, 8:30 on Tuesday evening. So Cancel your plans Wednesday morning, friends.
I know.
Side note. The FX show that's gonna come out about the Clippers and Donald Sterling stuff.
What's it called?
Clipped. Is it called Clipped?
I don't know.
I don't know what it's called.
I think it's something like that.
It is something like that.
It looks like in that show, just based on the preview, that the guy who's playing Donald Sterling, Ed O'Neill, is having the time of his life playing that role. He looks like he's having so much fun.
Clipped is right.
Yeah. Oh, so all right. It looks good. But
I like Ed O'Neill.
He's
Al Bundy.
Yeah, Al Bundy.
Yeah. Great role.
Side note,
also really good on Modern Family.
Uh-huh. Well, I think he'll win like an award for this because it looks like he's having a blast just being this old.
Who's Doc Rivers? Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, it looks like it's gonna be good.
They could have just used I will Doc watch himself.
It. Yeah, Doc would have done it.
He would have definitely done it.
So here's the real question: would he have done a better job playing himself in that movie or coaching the Milwaukee Bucks?
Definitely playing himself.
Because guess what happened? Eliminated.
Who
else? I mean, Giannis was injured.
Actually, I think he did a great job of playing himself as the coach of the Bucks.
Oh man.
I can't believe the equipment managers, man. Look at all the problems they gave him.
Oh no, but the thing about it is his bag of excuses is just overflowing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously no Giannis, you know, Dame only played part of the time. We have Patrick Beverley on our team. You know, there's tons of excuses.
Him, Patrick Beverley, throw the ball twice at that fan.
Yes,
he's going to get suspended.
He should just never play in the NBA again.
But he's definitely getting suspended.
He should. Yeah, he is like the ultimate fraud. Patrick Beverley is.
Didn't he have a 23-point game in this series?
Yeah, but he's not a good NBA player. Patrick Beverley.
He's a fraud.
He's an absolute
What did
fraud.
Russ say about him?
He's a nuisance.
He said...
Pat be tricking y'all.
He said, Pat Bev tricked y'all.
Yeah, Pat Bev tricked y'all.
Yeah.
That's great.
No one keeps him for any length of time.
Okay, off the top of your head, I'm going to go to Basketball Reference. Name all of the teams that Pat Bev has played for.
Okay.
Sixers, Rockets... Bucks, obviously.
Clippers.
Lakers. Who else?
I think that might... Is that it?
Did you talk about where he started?
Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's one in there I'm not sure you mentioned.
A random one?
Oh, who else?
Did you hear Philly?
Yep.
You heard Milwaukee, you heard Clippers, you heard Lakers, you heard
somebody in the stream or listening to this is losing their
screaming.
Mind.
Screaming.
One of his highest.
Oh, when Timberwolves.
Yep.
Timberwolves. Oh, duh.
Yeah. Timberwolves.
One season for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, because he has like a 6-month shelf life.
Seven teams. Over the course of like 14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Houston for a while, though.
Yeah, he played in Houston for a long time. Yeah. Side note, Terrence Mann is questionable tonight, which...
Oh, man.
Would almost... Like, if he doesn't play, I don't think they have a chance to beat the Mavericks. Because he's really, like... He's one of their only, like, really good perimeter defenders.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good, so say the Mavs win. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna wait to do a can we do a preliminary check the criteria against compare the teams?
I'm okay, not so sure like, what you're saying.
I know what I'm trying to say, but I have here's where
How's Fall Guy, man?
It was really good. Sabotage. Fall Guy was very
sabotage,
good.
Sabotage, man.
I'll sabotage my brain, not awake.
If the Mavs beat the Clippers, do you think that like the era of the super teams, it's kind of done? Because the Suns, done. I mean, Suns are out.
No, it's
the,
just
the,
old
the
people.
Clippers are out. Well, that's what super teams are.
No, yeah. I think it's great for our Thunder guys to see all of these situations playing out.
You don't want
yeah.
this, guys. You do not want
Listen,
this.
Listen, you
want
to go do that? Fine.
Yeah.
See how
Rarely
it works out.
Rarely does it work out.
See how it's worked out.
Because you get like 2 or 3 years and that's it. And then it's and then your team is
You're like, not even getting 2 to 3 years with either one of those teams.
Well,
mm-hmm. We didn't say Chicago for
Oh, Chicago.
You didn't?
Jay was looking at it.
But because, and then, you know, the Bucks out. I mean, all of these super teams where guys have jumped, you know, mortgaged their entire future.
I wouldn't call the Bucks a super team.
Well, dang.
The Bucks are a mess, man.
Dang.
Like, that's another fan base where I'm like, I don't, what do you do from here? You're old.
You're old.
You're injured all the time.
Yeah, but they already won.
Yeah, they already won. Yeah,
I understand that. But Giannis has regularly talked about how he's not satisfied.
Yeah.
Well, so more Clippers, Lakers, Suns. I mean, those are all, I would say, quote unquote, super teams, and they're all out in the first round.
Well, and then the Nets before that.
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't.
Oh, it's great.
I don't think it's worth it to do that.
And you have all of these old players, all of these old superstars. Now saying OKC was the best place I ever played. That's the best run organization. Carmelo said that. I think PG has said that. KD has been on his positive OKC narrative all year.
If Melo said it,
then
PG
year.
Was required to say it. So.
Yeah. Because there was that
He's
tweet
salty today, man.
There was that tweet salty. That said it was like who's beating this team, and it was LeBron, AD in Lakers jerseys, and KD in a Lakers jersey, and the quote tweet response said arthritis.
Yeah, it's good.
So I mean,
also Lakers fans are stupid. Like the amount of like just without even thinking about financially how they could pull it off, they're just like, how about Shea? How about Shea on the Lakers this offseason?
That's what happens whenever you trade Kwame Brown for Pau Gasol. It's like, we can do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you, which fan base do you like more, the Knicks or the Lakers? Oh, this is so
good.
It's Knicks 100%.
It's like not even close.
Knicks is awesome.
I know. Knicks fans are actually like intelligent.
That series
too.
Was the only, like, it was the best series of the first round.
It's so amazing. Yeah. I loved all the Knicks fans at Philly.
Yeah.
Just like taking over
Knicks,
the entire
Knicks
arena,
fans
doing all their chants in the arena, outside, in the
courtyard.
But
you heard that the Sixers owner bought 6,000 seats on his own. Yeah, probably
I didn't
sold
hear
them, whatever. But for this last game in Philly, he was so frustrated by the fact that there were more Knicks fans or as many Knicks fans
That's
as Sixers
so
fans.
Funny.
And he bought like 6,000
Oh my
seats.
God.
Did you see what the total points was for both the Knicks and
yeah,
the Sixers?
Yeah, it was a plus one.
One
it was
point.
650 to 649.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's insane.
The Sixers, man.
And
I wish
Joel Embiid saying New York is his favorite city in the middle of the series.
I wish Daryl Morey wasn't there because I would be such a bigger fan of that team.
Of Philly?
Yeah, I just can't stand Daryl Morey.
I don't really like Philly.
But Knicks, they're like
I like the
sponsor.
Vibe of Philly. I like I'm saying the city. Like I like the vibe of Philly, the city.
I still like
I like Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So two great things.
Yeah.
The Liberty Bell.
There you go.
That's there too.
National Treasure was based around
cheese
that
steaks.
Area.
That's right.
Ben Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Jason Kelsey.
Yeah.
But the Knicks corporate sponsor being the Sphere is awesome.
Yeah, it's James Dolan's.
I know, but it's still awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
we got what? We have the Knicks Pacers.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Boston.
Well, how many you think Knicks Pacers? Four?
Oh, I think the Pacers can win a game or two.
Who's the fourth team in the East?
Celtics.
Celtics,
Orlando, or Cleveland.
Yeah, Orlando or Cleveland.
I literally forgot Orlando Cleveland was a series.
The East is so bad.
Yeah,
we definitely want Orlando to win that series.
It's still happening.
Yeah.
It's 3-2 right now.
Yeah.
Going back to Orlando.
Yeah, that's going to be the only game seven we get.
That last game was actually really fun.
You know, if that is the only game seven we get, I will happily take it and I will watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually been a pretty fun matchup, but honestly, it's okay to not care about it.
Yeah, because they're going to get just run over by Boston. Boston gave up their one game and it was the loss to Miami. And thank you, Boston.
I still just don't believe in Boston.
That's fine. And Mangus is hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's going to have some time to rest and get back.
No one knows who Mingus is.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Kristaps Chris Mingus.
That's right.
Yeah.
Chris Mingus. I've been watching so much basketball, more than I've ever watched in my entire life.
Well, I can tell. Honestly, I think long-time Down to Dunk listeners can tell.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they like it.
I mean,
definitely.
I'm not sure they like Elmer. Yeah.
Taylor, you are just giving a consistent thumbs up right now. And it's like, keeps popping up. Yeah.
This is classic. I don't know what to do with my hands
you have
this
resting
morning.
Thumbs
my brain
up.
Is like not connected to my body yet.
Oh my gosh.
Surely that's something
do
you can
do. Have
turn
resting
up.
Thumbs up. I just noticed I'm doing it. What?
There you go. Oh, I can't even do it.
That you're doing something else.
I am doing something else.
just peace doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't.
Jay, good one, dude. I just wanted to point it out.
Side note.
Thanks, man.
So the first
that's shocking you got that.
Our
one,
first game is next Tuesday, correct?
Tuesday.
Regardless.
Tuesday night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the schedule. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
8:30 on Tuesday. Unsure of time to start on
TBD.
Thursday, and then another 2:30 tip on Saturday.
2:30 Saturday
in Dallas.
Yeah.
So,
I might be going to that.
Really?
I mean, it's just a little hop, skip, and a jump away.
Why? Just right down the road.
It's hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
Be fun. I probably I don't know what kind of watch party we're gonna do, but probably gonna watch it somewhere. Right? 2:30 tip on a Saturday.
Yeah, we can figure something out.
Hmm.
We'll throw something together. We should probably talk about it. We haven't, but we will.
We haven't, but we will.
But we will. Watch. Keep. We'll pod before then. We'll pod the day before.
We will.
And we'll watch our socials for that.
Watch our socials.
Watch our socials. I got a deep dive. If we want a deep dive real quick.
Yep.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Discover the latest collections from David Yurman, as seen recently, styled on basketball stars like Jaime Jaquez, Jalen Green, D'Angelo Russell, and others. David Yurman is a celebrated American jewelry company inspired by the beauty of art, architecture, and the natural world. The story of David Yurman begins in New York City, with David, a sculptor, and his wife Sybil, a painter and ceramicist. When the artists began collaborating, their goal was to simply make beautiful, designed objects to wear. Over 40 years later, the Yurmans and their son, Evan, continue to redefine American luxury jewelry with timeless, modern collections for women and men defined by inspiration, innovation, consummate craftsmanship, and Cable, the brand's artistic signature. David Yurman's collections are available on davidyurman.com.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to michelobultra.com/courtside to learn more.
Not a deep dive, but an advice. Okay. The person seeking advice. It's the first time since this person's wife and he got married.
His wife.
Hopefully, and it's the first time that OKC had a real shot at doing something special. He's not sure if his wife is prepared for this. How much does he allow this team to affect his life? How do I prepare my wife for what's coming? Would I be more insufferable to her if they lost in round one or if they win it all? I think you got to let her know. This is what you've signed up for.
Yeah.
This is the whole marriage. Every time the Thunder get into a deep playoff run in the spring,
you got to let her in on it too. You got to
let her in.
Yep. Listen, there's so many likable things about this particular team that you should be able to find something for her to enjoy.
Yeah.
With this particular basketball team.
Communication. I had so many preliminary conversations before the playoffs started with Kate. Hey, the playoffs are coming up. The podcast is doing this is what's going to happen. I'm going to need to do this. Okay, cool. You can't spring it on them. It can't be day of. Hey, there's a playoff game. No, I can't help you do anything. Blah, blah, blah. Say it the day before. Hey, there's a playoff game tomorrow. You want to watch it as a family, as a couple? Make it like that. Also, I would say, tread lightly. If you're trying to get her into this, you can make or break this situation for you, brother. Because if you're too crazy, it's going to be unattractive. It's not going to be a good look.
It's the
if. But you could be very excited and passionate about it, and it could be very sweet and cute and inspirational to her. Mm-hmm. And it might pull her in even more. So just watch your emotions. Make sure the correct... my hands are insane this morning.
They really are. I've been sitting here watching.
What does this mean?
I've been sitting here watching your hands this whole time.
What is this? Hands in pockets. But listen, you can either be end up being kind of disgusting to her or being very, it could be good for you. Yep. So watch how you're presenting. I'll say that.
Yeah. And if things get too bad, in the worst case scenario, I'm a divorce attorney. Give me a call.
That's good advice.
Wait, don't wish it. But I'm just saying.
But just know it's there.
But listen, there's a reason that the services exist.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let's jump into some.
I was gonna
Twitter
can
questions.
Can I?
Yeah.
Just because this is a big deal.
Come on.
This is a big deal.
So my wife has been staying up and watching games with me. So she's like, she told me, she's like, 82 games is too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't stay up with it. Obviously, like, you can. I said, well, very few can.
It's a gift.
It's a gift. It's a curse, that very few are willing to make. Like,
it's for the podcast.
But she's really been into it. She came to the game. She enjoyed it. You know, whatever. If you can create an environment where she would feel welcomed and comfortable sitting in the room, she can be on her phone. It's kind of what you said. Like, hey, come and watch the game. You, my wife. This is going to be a problem if we're talking about wives.
My wife.
She reads a lot. And so what she does is she finds a spot on the couch and she opens up a book and she watches casually. So it's like maybe multitask. She do puzzles, put a puzzle together while you're watching the game. You don't have to put the puzzle together. But she can. Whatever it could be to where she's doing something, but in the room with you, it's good.
Yeah.
My wife puzzles.
My wife reading. All right. That's great advice. You just saved that guy's marriage. I ended on a bad note. You saved it.
But divorce, if it's there.
Yeah, Luke's but.
But if.
But.
Listen.
If you get really mad and you take the TV off the wall and throw it out the window.
Yeah, Luke, we haven't experienced
Luke's
the loss.
Yeah, we haven't experienced the loss bad side of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, we were undefeated in the playoffs.
I
so
told
far.
You all that story. So back, this was not the championship run, the year before, so the 11 run.
Yeah.
We were hosting watch parties on my back porch when I lived in the Village.
Yeah.
And it was one of these games against Mavericks. Because if y'all remember that series, if you're listening, you remember the series. Yeah. They were ahead in almost every game, but they ended up losing. Like, double-digit leads and then lost the game. And there was one where we had, like,
15 people over at the house, and we're having a good time, except for me. And I am like, I am stewing in rage at one of these games they lost. And oh, Natalie was like, you don't get to host these parties anymore.
See, that's I'm so glad you brought that up, because
we're doing
that's
puzzles
what I'm talking
now.
About. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about to this guy. Yeah. Don't do that.
How do you avoid it?
Just don't get angry and act like an insane person.
I mean, yeah, I'm saying don't like punch your TV, but you can also like, how do you not not feel it emotionally Thunder lose?
I think it can be an attractive thing to be passionate and inspired and like have emotions about something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is what I did.
I love Thunder.
But you can do that, and that can be a really good thing, and that can be a fun thing for your wife. Yeah, wife. So,
we're going to New Orleans. We're going to Dallas. We're going to Los Angeles.
That scream is the reason his presidential bid failed.
It is.
Because he did that one weird soundbite.
Yep,
which is hilarious. And what I wouldn't give is
political.
I know what I wouldn't
everyone
give
saw
for
that.
Culture to be that way.
Everyone
again.
Saw that and was like,
"It can't be a president."
Like that is not presidential. No, absolutely not.
What's so funny is that Donald Trump became the president, and even Joe Biden became the president, and like the things that they say and do are so much crazier and worse
than Howard Dean's
But for whatever reason, we're like, no, not that.
Or like when Obama wore the beige suit.
People are like, not presidential.
Yeah.
Do you? But let's also just address the fact that the reason I think about that is way more Dave Chappelle.
Chappelle. Hey, let's get into Twitter questions.
Jimmy, I would imagine. Hey,
John's back. Oh, gosh.
Jimmy.
I don't know where it is.
With the
Twitter questions. Got questions and you ask them on Twitter. Now we answer them for you. This is Twitter questions. Now let's get down to it.
Hey guys, our first Twitter question comes from @RobSpencer02, who wants to know, is playoff Giddy convincing you that he will be part of this team long term? If not, what can they get in return for him, and when would a move likely happen?
Andrew mentioned this earlier in the week. I think it was on Wednesday's pod, is that he actually used the frame core four talking about Giddy because of his playoff run.
He's just been good lately. You know, his stats aren't crazy or anything. He's 12 points, 5 boards, 3 assists in the series.
What did Mark call him?
Shot 47-50. What did he call him?
A 83? Bad MFer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Giddy's only 21. He's a really good player. And he's like a good connector for this team. And if he can just... He doesn't need to make 50% of his threes.
But it would be helpful.
But it would be amazing if he did. He'd be one of the best players to ever exist.
On 10 attempts.
But his shooting has gotten better. Even in the regular season, he's 33.7% in the regular season. That's a huge improvement from where he was his rookie season. Like he's getting...
Yeah, that's playable.
He's getting better. And so,
Luke, what were you going to say?
You forget, like, we're like, oh, his three-point shooting. Like, in some of those old Thunder teams when, you know, he would have been one of the best of that... Those old teams. And so it's like...
He would have been like a shooter then.
Yes. And it's so part of the moment that we're
Giddy's
in.
Giddy's open in the corner. Get the ball there.
And how run, good run, we're feeling ball. About this team, because he's shooting, based on those old teams, exceptionally well, but he's the worst of the team. But I think what he's done in the playoffs and how he was able to step up and swing some of those games, I'm sold. Now, this is because we've come off of great Giddy games. So this... Good change if we have a stinker. But I think when he's not playing well, they've shown they're not afraid to pull him and not have him play. Mm-hmm. And so
and it apparently doesn't really ultimately like long term impact Josh.
That's what I was going to say. He's shown he can handle it and he accepts it and understands too. Mm-hmm. So
and so I
and part of that has to be you can feel like it's relational. Like Giddy and Mark have a healthy relationship, and there will be moments. Like as Giddy gets older, he won't be as comfortable with that. But in this run, in this season, like being pulled for a Joe or a Casey Wallace or a Gordon Hayward, those moments are...
That's the only one I'd be like, really, coach? Come on.
Then
I'd
for him?
Like, yeah.
I think it's just because of the team and the culture that the team has. Like after the game I saw after the game the Pacers locker room vibes low.
Really?
Bad. No, they were just all they were just all standing around talking. And I saw our team after clinching the series and they're partying, pouring water all over the coach, everyone having a great time.
Part of that also, to be a little bit fair, is that was right after Mark got
Coach of the Year.
So part of it was that celebration too. But
still,
Giddy, my favorite version of Giddy, and I could tell you within 5 minutes of him playing if it's going to be a good Giddy game or not. And it's the downhill. When he's getting downhill to the basket.
Yeah.
Because he's really, I mean, like if he's in his bag getting to the rim, once he can get comfortable doing that, it's like he may score 20 to 25 points, and he's going to have a chance. Like you guys alluded to this, is maybe with both of these teams, they will try to hide their big on Giddy for this series.
And Giddy will welcome it. That's the thing, and that's you got to thank the Houston Rockets for deploying that early on in the season because it allowed Giddy to get comfortable.
And confident.
With it,
That mental, it was the question you asked, and it's the answer he gave where he was very honest. It changed Giddy permanently.
Yeah. He was either going to crumble because of what happened this year with the off-the-court stuff and the on-the-court stuff, or he was going to come out as like one of the more mentally strong guys on the team. And I give him so much credit.
Because
it is not easy to do that, especially at that age. To come out of the other side and be stronger and ready to just tackle anything that comes your way. And he's done it.
I think it's a testament to this organization.
Yes. I don't think that happens in every organization. I think
there are very people up and spits them out in a lot of other places.
There are very few. Yeah.
It's a place where you can go through hardship and if you keep pushing, keep investing, keep trying, like you're going to come out on the other side of it healthier.
Well, and they would pull him at times, but he started every game.
Yeah.
You know, that he was in. They never wavered on their support for him. You know, I think a lot of organizations are like, all right, let's, you know, we got to get a different starting lineup, or we traded for Gordon Hayward. Let's get Hayward in there. You know, let's do whatever we can. And they just never wavered with him because they knew what they had in him and they knew that he was better than what he was playing. And they were willing to kind of like stick it out with him. So, you know, it's a group effort, but Giddy's been good. And I think that they're going to give him an extension. That's what I think is going to happen.
I think so, too. I think he's earned it.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree?
I didn't until that fourth three-pointer in the Pelicans game.
Mm-hmm. He was fantastic in that game.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Let's go to our next Twitter question. It comes from @BenVance, who wants to know, which type of Thunder playoff game do you prefer to watch? A close game throughout that OKC wins in the last minute, but everyone struggles, or a blowout where everyone performs great, but it's never close?
I want to blow out every time in the playoffs.
For my heart health, blowout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, feels real good. I like it, but a good close game is
so much. Yeah, but I'm not going to wish for that.
Never.
No, but in
can
this
I make a prediction,
but in this thing, it's a you win the good close game. In his thing, one or the other.
Okay, you do win the good know close that game. They win.
You do win. No, they.
You
win.
Don't. I mean, you don't know it all throughout the game.
But they do win.
No,
you don't know it, but they do win.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
What? And both of these, both of his things.
You don't know it throughout the game.
Yeah.
But they do win.
You can't, I mean, you're saying I would know in advance?
No.
No.
Okay, then it's going to be stressful.
Yeah.
I know, but
it is more enjoyable in the end.
In the end, I think it's more enjoyable.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But man, it is such a grueling watch experience.
I know, even think of that game one in round one against the Pelicans.
Yeah.
Hated it.
Yeah.
I was so mad at you.
The blowouts are more like, yes, we're awesome. But then it's like the highs are highs, but the lows are lower.
The blowouts are the ones where the next few days I'm just looking for any Thunder content I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The close ones, and like that game one, I was like, I'm not listening to anything until game two. And I'm a psycho. I'm a psycho fan.
Like
it was in my DNA because I remember watching my dad like watch OU games growing up. It was like if the other team scored a touchdown first, he would just like, that's it, it's over. Turn the game off. Come back in, like turn the game back on.
All right.
Like,
let's see what they're doing.
So I'm like, I'm actually tempered comparatively. Like I am far less insane than my family was. But
it's over. That's hilarious.
Here's my prediction. For this next series,
mm-hmm.
I think Shea is going to have an MVP caliber series.
He
regardless of who we're playing.
Listen,
doesn't matter.
I agree because he just had a baby.
He had a baby. That's what happens. He's also been able to be home for a week.
And he named the baby Ares.
Yeah.
Who is son in Greek mythology, son of Zeus, who is the god of thunder.
Wow.
So he's never leaving this team. That's what that tells me.
He can't. Technically can't.
That is like...
Yeah, that's bigger than any contract.
It's a huge statement. And it's like, I'm the god of thunder. I've named my child Ares and I play for another team. Not going to happen.
I don't know, but he...
Mark this shirt idea.
Being able to be home for, 8 days, 9 days? No, gosh, by the time it's over, they'll have been home for 2 weeks almost.
Yeah.
To just be with your family and your kid and
great.
All of those things. Like, he is going to be the best version of himself in this next series.
Yep. I agree.
Hey, let's answer our next Twitter question. Hey. It comes from @
good to see you.
MHOOP_10, who wants to know who wins in a playoff series, Thunder current roster versus Thunder 2012 roster.
Current roster.
Okay. Current roster.
Certainly coaching advantage.
Uh-huh.
Current
depth
roster.
Advantage.
Yeah.
At this point, like, I'm not too far off of saying, like, star power advantage.
Shooting.
Or close to, or at least
it's
equal.
Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden.
Yeah, but I would say... Man,
yeah, but 20,
I'm such
but
a prisoner.
They were like huge stars back then. I mean, I think they're not even giving Shea that amount of attention.
Yeah, Durant is a bigger star than any of the guys that are on our team right now. Like, he just was. He was, and a part of it is because like Kevin
was a star from like the
from high school on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like Chet was to a degree, but he's just there's not as much with Chet for whatever reason.
The timeline just also so different. Like by the time that KD was in this,
he was five years in the league. Yeah. Yeah, he was 23, Russ was 23.
Never mind. So in the first major playoff run for the Thunder back in the day in 11 mm-hmm. or 10 mm-hmm. was anybody on the team in the top three of the MVP that year? Like, I know we could do that.
I thought we were talking about 2012.
We are talking about 12.
Look up. So 2012, was Kevin Durant in the top three of the MVP?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a good question.
I'm not going to look it up, but because I'm too busy looking at how long Shea's going to be.
2012. Yes, he was.
Okay.
He was second.
In the MVP. So, yeah. Awesome. Very similar.
First team All-NBA. Second in MVP voting that year. So, yeah.
Third in the MVP vote.
Second in the MVP voting. Yeah. And then, like, Russ in 2012 was 12th in the MVP voting. He made All-NBA second team. He was an All-Star.
Yeah.
And
okay. So, yeah.
That was his first All-Star
And
year,
he right? got DPOY votes that year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow.
Which is... Interesting. Insane to think
well,
about.
Well, also another insane thing to think about is I remember Harden playing so well against like Kobe, defending Kobe really well.
Yeah.
And like he was kind of a one-on-one lockdown defender back then too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Harden won sixth man that year too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be a war between those two teams.
Yeah.
I think I would favor 2012 just because they'd already been through playoff series, you know, and already kind of been through it a little bit.
Someone can get on NBA 2K and do this.
Yeah.
And we can figure it out. I'm not that person, but someone could.
It's true. One could.
And if you do it, let us know.
Someone will do it.
Hey, let's go to our next Twitter question. It comes from OG Wiseman, who wants to know who was our most important player besides the big three in a potential matchup against the Mavs and against the Clippers?
It's hard not to say Dort again, right? Dort. Or is he part of your big three?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but and I think you are right.
Dort's really important. I think he's very easily the fourth most important player. Just because you need him to guard their best perimeter guy.
Wasn't Isaiah Joe's breakout game last year against the Mavs?
He's played well against Dallas. That's true. We need Isaiah Joe to be better.
Yeah,
we do. Not as much as we need Dort to be better.
Hmm?
What he shooting that Pelicans
hit? 35%.
Gosh.
That's even better than I thought.
I know. I was like 20s?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Wiggins was 33%. Kaysen was 28%. Chet was 30%.
They just muck up the perimeter so much as a team. The Pelicans.
Yeah.
It was a great test for the Thunder.
They're going to have a way, way easier time scoring.
They'll have an easier time scoring, and they will also have to work a lot harder on defense.
Yep.
Because they will have actual NBA creators to defend.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the best creator in the league.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about, Kyrie or Luka?
Maybe the two best creators in the league.
Well,
one of them for sure.
Yeah, one of them. I mean, I still say Jokic is like the best creator.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
But we're not playing him, so we don't give him any credit.
Mm. True. Hey, guys, I got a question for you.
Hey.
It's Are You Miffed?
Hello.
And are you peeved?
But I got to say, I'm just
Miffed.
Miffed.
Miffed. Miffed and peeved.
I'm not miffed or peeved. I'm G&B'd.
Ran into Luke last night at Zorba's.
Zorba's? Great.
And I went to ask for the check on the way out, and they said, your friend Luke covered it.
Did you really, Luke?
Yes, I did. He did.
Oh, people forget I'm a good guy.
I don't forget
that. Man, that was very nice.
I like the element.
It was because I sat down. Nice. They were on a date. I sat down with them, talked to them for Thursday 5 or 10 minutes.
It was Thursdays last night, boys.
You know what's about to happen. They're about to see a movie.
But I sat down, I interrupted their date, talked with them for 5 or 10 minutes while I was waiting for my food, and I was like, that was really nice, you know? So I was like, let's do something nice.
That was very nice.
That is so sweet, man.
Such a great setup.
I'm Gene and B, too. I had my first night of good sleep last night since Friday of last week.
Wow.
What's going on?
It's really not much of anything, but late games.
Something on your mind?
I'm a sleep pattern guy.
Your whole?
I believe deeply in sleep patterns. My whole sleep understanding. Y'all, that wasn't even a bad one, was it?
Yeah, it was. You can't sleep because you're whole?
Oh. I just believe in sleep patterns that if you should...
I've had to sleep on my stomach the last week.
You should go
week.
To bed at the same time and wake up at the same time every single day. That's how you get your best sleep. Your body forms. Anyway, and late games have thrown that off. It's fine. I'm doing great, though, guys. Good to see you.
Great.
Are we going to sell any more shirts?
It was just the pause.
I was just the pause.
I was finding the next word in my head.
Yeah, I know. That's what's great about it.
Are we selling any more shirts?
Oh,
I did turn off the pre-order.
Oh, you did?
This morning.
Ooh.
So if you purchased the shirt before it turned into a pre-order, you should have received it already, or you will receive it today, tomorrow, sometime like that. If you ordered the pre-order shirt, then it will be starting to get shipped out today and tomorrow.
I think we're packing party.
We're having a packing party.
So we're hoping to be able to get it to you before Tuesday's game.
Yes. If you live in the city, it will most likely get to you.
Did you do the stickers?
I got the stickers. They won't be here until Monday.
Oh, dang it.
I'll be handing out more stickers at the arena.
Yeah. If you see Andrew, get a sticker.
Maybe be a part of one of his Can I Embarrass You in front of the social media world.
That's right.
Quit sure.
Maybe.
Those videos are really fun, by
so
the way.
So good. The really door good. Is the third.
Thank you. Can you believe people? That?
I mean.
Maybe we might be... selling shirts before the game somewhere.
Hey, maybe if you have a kid and you want them to have a shirt that matches, you'd be on the lookout, because maybe I'm getting those ready.
Maybe
if you miss out on the pre-order but you still want a shirt sometime next week, maybe be on the lookout for that too.
And you gotta have it. It's the shirt of the season.
Andrew, where you miffed and peeved are you?
Am I?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, definitely. For sure.
About your mallet finger?
About my mallet finger.
What's the deal, man? When's
are it gonna they going to have to fixed? Take it off?
It's like a week and a half left.
It might be longer than that. 4 to 6 weeks.
You have to get surgery?
46 weeks?
46 weeks.
That's a lot longer than
that. This is my new finger.
Dang.
The classic joke.
Have you
here.
Started to figure out how to use your left hand?
To no.
like pick up a microphone in front of coach?
Nope. I'm just going to have this nasty finger just hanging out there.
Can I suggest something?
You need to get it rewrapped.
Yeah, can you rewrap that?
You know what?
I think that will help.
Be quiet. Okay, gross. This is funny. So
I thought about just wearing a glove.
I did this podcast, This is Oklahoma, with Mike Kern last week, and I told the story about Mark and everything.
Mallet finger.
So he uses his AI tool to make his shorts. The title of one of the shorts that this AI tool spit out is The Unexpected Joys of Gardening, a Contact Sport for Men.
Damn.
He sent that to me, and I was dying.
AI just got you.
Yeah, big time. That's very funny.
That's awesome.
What else you miffed and peeved about?
Me?
Let it out.
I don't know.
I haven't been miffed this week. The Fall Guy was really good, by the way. It was very funny. It was cool. It was
two
pretty
people
meta.
That don't miss a lot between Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt.
Yeah, it's true.
Also, tomorrow night, Saturday night, mm-hmm. depending on when you're listening to this, we have the first game of the other Western Conference semifinal,
mm-hmm.
the Wolves and Nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be so fun.
How important was it that the Thunder got the one seed?
So important.
Oh, my God.
Both would be terrifying to play in the second round.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just so awesome. They have to take, one of them has to be taken
They have to
out.
Play each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
What's your prediction for that series?
Nuggets and six.
That's where I would go to.
I'm going seven. I would go Nuggets seven.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Nobody's ready to pick the Wolves, huh?
There are people that will, but that's just people getting excited.
Yeah.
You know? People are just getting really
Would
excited.
It surprise you if the Wolves won? I mean, it would surprise me, because I expect the Nuggets to win, but it's like, well, yeah, Anthony Davis. Anthony Edwards is just like on a different planet right now.
I think all of it for me depends on Jamal Murray. Yeah. Jamal was not himself in that Lakers series. Now, he still had two game-winning buckets, but he was not himself.
Yeah.
And if he's not himself, they need the best version of Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
That's been the conversation around Jamal Murray this entire time.
I think the Wolves have like a 30% chance to win the series. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Like a significant chance to win the series. So
you would say 30% is significant?
Yeah.
Against the Nuggets?
Compared to zero, I guess.
Compared to like, I mean, if the Thunder, I think the Thunder would probably have a less of a chance to beat them in a series.
Not really?
Not hater.
Wow, man.
You think Thunder have less of a chance?
I just think the Wolves match up well with the Nuggets.
I thought we match up well with the Nuggets this regular season.
Yeah, it's just hard to know what to take away. That, you know, Aaron Gordon is missing.
Yeah,
you know,
the KCP was missing one
KCP
game.
KCP
was
missing. I mean, it's just
it is a good thing for whoever comes out of this next one that the Nuggets have had already a harder, like they're going to be tested more, maybe more physically tired.
Yeah.
As they get to the Western Conference Finals, if they get through the Timberwolves, because it's not going to be an easy series.
No, no, I think it could be a long series.
The Wolves defend so well.
Yeah, and they have depth, and you know they played last year in the playoffs, but they didn't have Naz Reid and they didn't have Jaden McDaniels, and so to have those two to the group, and just like more experience, and they're just and they're just better.
Yeah,
you know.
But is Chris Finch going to be there?
No, he's not. He tore his patellar tendon.
I love that surgery.
I love how it's like the coach is doubtful really not going to be able to be there? One.
I mean, he's going to be there, but he's not going to be on the bench. Like, how are you supposed to be on the bench?
Oh, my God. It's a bird fight.
Bird fight.
Or bird love.
Bird fight. All right. We will have more podcasts for you as we know. I mean, if we figure it out tonight, we'll probably figure out a way to do a podcast over the weekend to preview the series. So be on the lookout for that. Thanks so much for tuning in on the stream. If you're on the stream right now, just hit the like button. That's all you got to do is hit
and
the like button.
And subscribe if you haven't done so yet.
Keep it crispy.
Keep it crispy. And we'll talk to you guys again very soon.